This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An independent investigation into the shooting death of Christian Glass finds deputies mishandled the incident. The review was conducted by the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. It shows Glass did not pose a threat to officers or himself, and that law enforcement failed to properly respond to Glass's signs of mental illness. Glass was a 22-year-old who called 911 when his car got stuck in Clear Creek County. The deputy who shot him faces criminal charges. One of the three Denver police officers who fired shots into a crowd and left six people injured in downtown Denver last July has been indicted by a grand jury. CPR's Lucretia Wembley.
Brandon Ramos faces 14 felony and misdemeanor counts of assault, prohibited use of a weapon, and reckless endangerment, according to court records. One of the shooting victims, Bailey Alexander, says she was relieved to learn about the charges, but still struggles to feel safe.
Almost any time I leave the house and go do something, that's on the back of my mind of where am I going? Is it safer than, downtown bars?
Ramos served at least 3 years with the Denver police and had no prior shooting incidents. He is currently suspended without pay. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Students are hosting a benefit for the Denver Actors Fund this weekend. CPR's Eden Lane has the details.
Young musical theater performers from the Denver area are coming together for a cabaret that is entirely student-produced and benefits the Denver Actors Fund. The DAF offers financial and practical assistance for members of the entire Colorado theater community in medical need, or as their slogan says, for when you break a leg. In its inaugural year, the Future is Bright Cabaret raised more than $8,200. The 2023 Cabaret will feature 31 students from high schools across the metro area at the Parker Performing Arts School. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The National Western Stock Show Parade is set to start at noon today in downtown Denver. There will be closed streets, maybe traffic delays. The parade to begin the stock show is an annual tradition canceled the past 2 years because of the pandemic and bad weather. This is CPR News.